There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, Western and Central North Dakota, getting ready for some Arctic air. Going to be cold, cold, cold. Eastern North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota, snow and blowing snow affecting the region late tonight into tomorrow. And if you look at any 10-day forecast, though, you'll put a big smile on your face, because I saw one temp forecasted for North Dakota City for like 60 degrees a week from Wednesday.
I'm going to have to get the convertible out if that happens.
Yeah, very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah. So, if we get to 60 early in March here, I think that's going to be just fantastic. Yeah. I'll be in Watford City this week. They have a nice gathering of Their Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Organizations, bringing in a great guest speaker, doing that on Wednesday night. Looking forward to that. Friday, be chased on the lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, rooting for nice weather. That's right. And maybe a little ice fishing in the meantime, but always one of the great summer destination spots. So that's the week ahead. On the program today, Ron Ness will be here next hour from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And any questions or comments you have, we'll get an update on what's happening at the legislative session with the industry, anything else on your mind. He'll join us exactly an hour from right now. So get your questions and comments ready for that. And also at the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with the folks from a great gun show. Really is one of the fun gun shows. So looking forward to finding out about that. It's actually a gun show in Grand Forks this weekend. And we'll get you all the details on that coming up on the program. Normally, at this time, we, take out a couple of news stories for a spin. Todd, are the crickets ready to go? Have we got the crickets ready to go? Whenever you hear the crickets, what that means is we have open lines. Okay? And so we're going to do something a little different today. Rather than, bring you the stack of stuff, we literally want to, as the show implies, the name of the show implies, find out what's on your mind. And we'll let you know if you hit on something that is in our pile that we were itching to talk about, just as something kind of fun. But we'll reverse roles here a little bit, where you get to throw out the news stories that's on your mind, and, we'll comment. But you tell us what's on your mind. Todd and I will, we'll throw a little comment here or there and let you know if that one is also on our mind. How about that? So the crickets mean it's your cue to call. Lines are open. Exactly. I think our crickets have issues. You know that?
Well, they haven't really been on the air much lately.
They haven't, yeah, because the lines have been so darn full. We haven't.
They're pretty stiff. I mean, when you don't use those wings, you get a little out of shape there.
Is that the deal? They're out of practice? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
now,
imagine if you didn't get out of your chair and walk, and you've been sitting on your butt for like 2 months.
Fair point.
They're a little stiff.
Exactly. All right. The week that was, the weekend that was, looking forward, whatever it is, what's on your mind, that's the name of the show, so you tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I only put up one story on Facebook this morning about something that happened this weekend. It may be on your mind. We'll find out today. All right. Fred and Wing, what is on your mind?
Yes, good morning, guys. I'm heading into Bismarck today. We're going to go to that ag thing there about the input costs and stuff that the counties are putting on. It was on Todd's show the other day, the county agent from Burley County.
Very nice. You're a K-Fire Cafe listener, and you're heeding the call and heading to Bismarck, huh?
Yeah, I'll let you know what that's about if I get a chance to call in another day, but it's going to be a good meeting about input costs are way too high for what we're getting for our grain, and that's what the county agents are trying to address today. I appreciate that. But what I'm calling about is that assassination in Russia. What do you guys think about that? Wasn't that quite a deal?
It was. Yeah.
No doubt.
It is hard to fathom that this is not at the hands of Vladimir Putin, since this guy was his chief critic and ends up shot dead near the Kremlin in a mafia-like hit. You know, he's walking with his significant other, and somebody rolls down a window in a car, and bam, 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 and he's dead on a sidewalk.
The other
do you think Putin ordered it up?
Oh, I have no idea. I sure hope we get a story on it. But there's another death that's bothered me here in the United States, and I don't know if any of you guys heard about it. It was a guy who was a Jew that was converted to a Christian, and he was running for governor. Was it Mississippi? Did anybody hear anything about that? I just heard a blurb on the news, and he died too. And I was wondering if that could be conspiratorial too. I wonder if anyone heard about that. He was a gubernatorial candidate, and I think it was either Mississippi or Missouri. And some of these things escape us, you know, and I just hoping that you guys in your all-knowing realm of information could shed some light on that.
It's a few days ago. I heard about it. He was it's, by the way, Missouri is where it was. I believe they think it's a suicide. Yeah, and I don't know that they, you know, there's any explanations on why he would have killed himself, but it was not a murder; it was a suicide. What I saw.
All right. Well, there's just two things there: two people dying in the political realm, and I just wanted to shed some light on it for you guys, and hope that there'd be other people that might know more about it. So, thank you guys for letting me talk, and I hope I can enjoy this meeting today.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. Anything you can do to lower those import costs. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that. And by the way, those were not in the pile. So that's a good reason for this exercise. You know, we sometimes start with a couple of stories, and our fine listeners comment on them. Now we're finding out what's on your mind, and then Todd and I can comment on them. And I don't know what to believe about the situation in Russia other than add it to the list of the thug way of life in Russia. Whether it was Putin or not, you know, for one, if you're Putin and you do that, everybody's going to say you did that. So, you know, if you're a critic of Putin's, you might do this so that he gets blamed for it, too. I don't know what to make of that. Greg, on the road to Bismarck, you're next. 800-228-0550. Some lines open behind Greg here, so give us a call to tell us what's on your mind today. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I'm a website developer for the city of Lee's, North Dakota, and everybody knows pretty much what that went on in 2013 and last year. And now Mayor Ryan Shook is being taken to court under two different charges for failing to report a fire that we burned down one of the houses in a demolition just last summer. And we have two Nazi sympathizers that are still living in Lee. So he's got a court hearing next Monday, or no, I'm sorry, the 16th, two weeks from today. And the prosecutor for Grant County, Todd Schwartz, he passed it off to the attorney general, to a guy named Paul Emerson, who's going to prosecute Mr. Shook. And this whole thing is just blown up again in Leaf, and I wanted to make sure that people knew about it. I've got a website they can go to. It's called GrantCountyNDNews.com. I don't make any money from it. I just report the news down here in Grant County, and we have a mess down here. We got rid of our particular county auditor, and now we're going for a recall election on two of the county commissioners. It's a real mess, and I just wanted people to know that Grant County needs some help as far as publicity is concerned. That's all I call for, and to support Ryan Shook, the mayor of Leith.
So a mess, and how would you fix the mess, Greg?
Well, we've got evidence. I mean, as a filmmaker and a photographer, I've got all the film and video of what that'll probably get this whole thing dropped. It's going to cost the taxpayers $8,000 to $12,000 for a jury trial. The way I would fix it is for people to call into the attorney general's office and tell them to knock off the stupid, senseless prosecution of a man who helped get rid of the Nazis in Grant County. That's all. Just a little bit of support.
All right. Appreciate that call.
All right.
Greg, thanks for updating us. It has been a long nightmare in Leith in the region, no question about it. Karen in Bismarck has a question for you, Todd. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hi. On Friday before your TV show or your radio show, you gave the news. When I walked in the room, I heard you can be a mock, go on this mock trial, be a juror, sit there and get $200. They'll pay you $200.
I remember
where
the story.
Is that
I'm going to have to dig that up. I don't remember. There was a website for it. I'm going to have to find out that website. I don't remember, but I'll see if I can find that out here. So if you can hang on to the show, I'll dig that up.
I know that First Court Trials out of Center North Dakota, Mike Lifrig's company, does something like that. Was it a local story, Todd?
Yeah, we had it on here. It was happening in Bismarck this week. I believe, if I remember right, starting tomorrow.
All right, Karen, Todd's going to look that up during the break, and
I'll
you hang on, okay? We'll try and find it for you. Steve, out there in Minnesota somewhere, get you next. And others welcome, 800-228-0550. You tell us what's on your mind today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Heron here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small-town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Past the hour, it's a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. You're telling us first what's on our mind, all right? What's on your mind? You can, unless you're a mind reader, then you can tell us what's on our mind. Anyway.
Really interesting show, wouldn't it?
Yes. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, a great resource.
To find out more about the 60,000 jobs and $30 billion in economic impact, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here next hour and answer any and all questions you might have. We're going to have an update on the legislative session and lots of other things in the news. Okay, Karen, you still there? Todd has some info for you, okay?
I'm here.
All right, Todd.
Okay, it was through firstcourt.com, and basically it's going on to the Bismarck Event Center, formerly known as the Bismarck Civic Center, 7:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. this Thursday. And apparently an afternoon trial. Jurors will listen to the facts of the lawsuit. Lawyers will give their opening and closing arguments and deliberate. And so that's where the trial is going to be held that afternoon. They're looking for jurors that morning, looking for 22 people, and apparently the compensation is supposed to be $200. So, but Bismarck Event Center, 7:30 a.m. Thursday, and it's being done through firstcourt.com.
So you sign up at firstcourt.com?
Yep.
Okay, now what is, I'm not understanding. Sign up at what?
Firstcourt.com. It's a website.
Firstcourt.com. Okay. I appreciate it.
Sure. You bet, Karen. I think you spell out first, F-I-R-S.
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes. That sounds like fun, actually.
Okay.
And you're getting paid.
Yeah, Scott, if you don't find me here on the show Thursday, I probably went for the 200. So
I don't blame you. Yeah. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it. Let's see here. Steve, where are you calling from? My screen says Bigsley. I've not heard of Bigsley before.
Beardsley.
Oh, Beardsley. Okay. Yes. Very good. How are you, Steve?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Very good. What's on your mind today?
Keystone Pipeline. I've been kind of a Keystone fan, but over the weekend I was talking to a guy and he was explaining something about the process of, pumping this, Canadian, oil sands oil. How it's more like a sludge. It's got sand particles. You know, it's crude, you know, a rough crude. It isn't the Bakken sweet crude. But anyway, in order to pump this down the pipeline I don't know how they get this in the line, but then whether they throw a pig in between or not, but then they have to put water in and pump the water to move this thing down the line. And periodically along the way, they have to add to the water or whatever to send it on its way, and then they have to dispose of this water somewhere. And he seemed to think that this was a big problem, how this water contaminated with the oils and stuff, and when it's going over the Ogallala aquifer and they're dumping this water, that there lies the problem. So, you know, I don't know. You hear so much stuff back and forth, and I just wondered if you guys have heard anything on that issue.
Well, I know they've rerouted it in Nebraska, so the aquifer there is no longer, a problem. And again,
I'm wondering just is that part of the, I mean, you know, there's controversy on this thing both sides. And, there was some talk he was telling about maybe pumping that water back into the ground or something that they use for a pumping solution.
They have, it's no different than, saltwater disposal sites that happen all throughout the oil field. I don't know if what you're saying is accurate. In other words, all the way along down the line, water's extracted out and then having to be disposed of. I've not heard that. We can ask TransCanada. I'll ask Ron Ness next hour because Ron's going to join us at 10 o'clock if he knows any of that. I would just tell you this. Most of the objections to the Keystone XL pipeline are the root of folks that just don't like fossil fuels, right? And even President Obama's answer to the North Dakota anchor, Kirsten Keeley, who interviewed him last week, was, the idea that, I'm all for more, domestic production, which he's not actually, but says he is. Why would we want to ship Canadian crude? Well, you can make that argument about everything. Are we going to shut off all shipments? Every truck stop it at the border. We don't want it coming into the United States.
You're coming from. I know where you're coming from, Scott. I have a tendency to agree with you, but I hear this, and this guy wasn't radical. He wasn't standing up waving his arms or anything, but he threw out some facts, and if anybody can get to the root of this, how big of an issue is it? If you guys, Ron Messett probably has a pretty good idea how it's done, so.
Yep, no, we'll definitely ask. Good, like I say, I'm just saying my inclination is this is another story that somewhere along the line got sifted out there that wasn't
wasn't completely accurate. They just, I mean, here's what I wish everybody could understand in the wake of the Keystone XL pipeline. If we could have an infrared light above the United States that would instantly show you where pipelines are, it would blow your mind how many pipelines we have and how integral they are in getting the products to us that we use, whether it be, you know, natural gas or gasoline or oil to the refineries or what. It's unbelievable. And we do it, and we do it very well, and 99.9% of the time without incident, right? So there's a great woulda, shoulda, coulda industry who, for ulterior motives, will say, well, this could happen or that could happen. Just tell us that you don't like fossil fuels. Just tell us that you hate Canadian sand. And I'm not saying your friends in that category. I'm just saying, you know, that's, you know, generally where this stuff emanates. But it's a good question. I've not heard it before, so I'll ask.
If we can use the information to dispel some of this too. I mean, you know, I'm
good
I'm
idea.
Interested. What is
good
this?
Idea.
So
good
yeah.
idea. We'll check
Thank
it out,
you.
and certainly the more work you can do in the great state of Minnesota, because the answer more often than not, especially on pipelines or anything to do with energy, is no in Minnesota, sadly. But Steve, appreciate the call, and to stay tuned, because I'm going to ask Ron Ness that early on in our conversation, and if I don't ask it correctly, feel free to call back in and pass along anything. Andrew in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hi there. What's on your mind?
I was wanting to, notwithstanding that it's going to be probably beaten half to death, because all of these things lately have been beaten half to death. The LA shootings. 2 points, real quick. One of which is that we as a North Dakota are rural. So we're insulated from a lot of the things that go on in major metropolitans. You know, you got Grants Pass, Fargo, Minot, so forth, so on. So, you know, these things don't go on. And when we hear about them in a state like this, we go, that's just too bad. And I propose and say and even offer, and then would look for you guys, because I heard someone this morning make a comment about not having much sympathy for the gentleman. And another comment, something about CNN planning the flames. I would just get your guys' take on it. The point I want to make is this, very quickly. Today's society's changed from 50 years ago. Cops, police officers, and law enforcement, they're not the same entity they were 50 years ago, because they have to use different tactics because we as a society become more aggressive. My point is this. Where does the brutality, where does the excessive force, where is that line? And I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks.
Well, what I know of this particular situation, I would just say the line is when you reach for an officer's weapon, you've crossed the line. And much we've made of the situation in Los Angeles, mainly because this poor soul is on Skid Row, right? So it's going to be viewed as big, bad cops roughing up some homeless guy. But again, if you reach for a law enforcement individual's firearm, you're asking.
Yep. Amen.
You're on board, son? Henry and Fargo when we come back, and more coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Hinn here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights in a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Before the top of the hour, we're going to check in with Bill Braun here in a little bit, who heads up the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association. They've got a gun show coming up in Grand Forks at the Alera Center this weekend, so we'll get an update on that. Meantime, taking your calls. How are the crickets doing, Todd? Are they back in kind of okay shape now? Are they feeling...
they're stretching out their muscles, but tell you what, let's give it another whirl, guys. Yeah. A one and a two, there you go.
That's a little trick of the trade, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear the crickets, it means we have lines open for you to weigh in at 800-228-0550. The caller from Minnesota asked about this L.A. shooting, and I guess I just assume people heard about it because it was in the news yesterday, and this happened yesterday around the noon hour, I think. But I'll just briefly tell you what happened here before I go back to these calls. Authorities said Sunday night... that L.A. police fatally shot a man on Skid Row during a struggle over an officer's weapon. Police officials offered a detailed account of what they say prompted the Sunday morning shooting, which was captured on video by a bystander. Commander Andrew Smith said officers assigned to LAPD's Central Division and Safer Cities Initiative, a task force focused on Skid Row, responded to the location about noon Sunday after receiving a 911 call reporting a possible robbery. Smith said the officers approached the man and made contact with him, at which point he began fighting and physically resisting the officers. Going back to the caller's question, that'd be another no-no. Now, it's not shoot me, no-no, but again, you're raising the level of the potential for a bad thing to happen when an officer approaches and you start fighting and physically resisting the officer. It goes on to say the officers attempted to take him into custody and at one point attempted to use a taser that Smith said was ineffective. The man continued to resist police, Smith said, and the man and some of the officers fell to the ground. At some point in there, a struggle over one of the officer's weapons occurred, said Smith. At that point, an officer-involved shooting happened. Two officers and a sergeant fired at the man, who was pronounced dead at the scene. It was unclear how many times the officers fired, although at least five shots can be heard on the video recording that captured the shooting. No other gun was recovered at the scene. It was unclear if the man had any other weapons among his possessions. Investigators were still combing the scene late Sunday night. The man has been tentatively identified, but unclear if he was homeless. Two officers treated and released for injuries sustained in the struggle. The extent of those injuries, unclear. All right. Now you know, and you can weigh in differently than Todd and I, if you like. But again,
The caller was saying, you know, what's your take on this tragic situation? And thankfully, they don't happen here. But my take was these multiple officers, I haven't seen the video yet, but multiple officers are describing the incident as him reaching for the weapon. That's when things change. Henry in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Hey, one thing, I think it was on Hannity last week, he said the Obama fine for health care was $95 or 2%. And I want to make sure I'm saying that right when I get into the conversation. It was whichever is greater, not less. So it's $95 fine if you don't have insurance, or it's 2% of your income. Did you guys catch that last week on Hannity?
Did not, no.
Yeah, that was a whole new take that I've never heard before, because the fine can actually get quite large. And I said when I'm in conversation, I don't want to misspeak, and I wonder if anybody heard that. And I'm sure it was on your channel, and I'm sure it must have been Hannity. I don't think it was Rush, but it was $95 or 2% of your income was the Obamacare fine, whichever is greater. I was wondering if anybody else heard that.
Yeah, I've just found a transcript from Rush last week. Let's see here. It says, another story I held over from yesterday, it's about Obamacare. Taxpayers are already telling their accountants they plan to stiff the IRS on the Obamacare tax, saying they figure the chances the agency comes after them for a few hundred bucks are pretty slim, and it makes sense to take the risk. Still, other taxpayers are recoiling when they find out they owe far more than the $95 minimum penalty for not having been insured in 2014. See, to the people that know about the penalty or the fine, they think it's $95. It's not. It's the greater of $95 or 2% of your income. So a lot of people are shocked when they find out what their fine is. Others say, screw it, I'm not just not going to pay it. He quoted Indiana accountant Scott Freck, said one of his clients told he'd have to fork over $850 for going without insurance last year, thought about the IRS, decided not to pay just to see what happens. He probably has heard about Tax Defense Partners. That's one of Rush's sponsors. He probably figures, well, hey, they'll come after me, and I'll call Rush's tax people, and they'll fix it for me. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people are going to go that route. I'm reading, actually, Rush's transcript from this. So you're right. It is 2%. So did that surprise you?
Well, not me personally, but I think there's a lot of people out there, like in his article, that are thinking, you know, it's a couple hundred bucks or it's $95. It's 2% of your income. I mean, that's all. You're going to contribute a lot of money to this fund.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I wanted to comment, you know, the one thing this Obama administration has done that is beyond the pale is the class warfare and then the outright assault on our police, which you're seeing now with this L.A. comment stuff. I mean, Skid Row, what disease and mental illness, everything this man may suffer for. But who wants to be the officer that has to go down there on that call and then to be prosecuted or held out in the public court of opinion for doing your job? Is just sad what's going on in our country.
Yeah, and this will get scrutiny, as so many of them do. I mean, it should get scrutiny, but again, the facts that they've been presented here say that as tragic as that is, that this individual on Skid Row lost his life, that was a result of his reaching for a weapon and wrestling with these officers, pure and simple. No other explanation. Appreciate the call, Henry. Thank you very much. Let's see, Bob, and are you in Bowdoin? Is that where you're at, Bob?
Correct.
Bowdoin, North Dakota, on the program today. What's on your mind, Bob?
The visit by the Israeli Prime Minister to address Congress tonight, I believe it is. When I called Senator Heitkamp's office last week, they would not give me an answer as to whether she is going to attend. I feel our government officials are really insulting the Prime Minister of our closest ally by not attending. I would urge all North Dakotans to give her office a call.
And suggest that she find the time to be there?
I certainly don't see why she can't.
Yeah.
Unless she's just following the lead of the Obama administration.
Some Democrats are opting out because the administration wasn't too thrilled about the invite by Speaker Boehner. But I take your point that you'd like to see Ms. Heitkamp there, Senator Heitkamp there.
Correct. When you listen to this man speak, he is a true statesman. I certainly wish our leaders would fit that same bill.
Bob, appreciate the call. Thank you. And by the way, I think your calls to Senator Heitkamp's office are extraordinarily effective. We saw that during the whole gun debate. That's the one issue where Senator Heitkamp has really bucked the administration on in a vote. She has, you know, also, I guess, on Keystone XL pipeline, although not been able to get the other Democrats to come along. But she responds to North Dakotans and public opinion. So I think your suggestion is a wise one. Richard on the road, Ed and Minot in a moment. We did get our friend Bill Braun on the phone, chair of the Dakota Gun Territory Gun Collectors. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good. Having a great day here down in Wapton.
You're down in Wapton today and Grand Forks this weekend for the big show.
Grand Forks this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday, right?
Saturday and Sunday, the big one at the Alera Center.
All right. Now, for folks that have not been to a Dakota Territory gun show before, tell them what they're going to find.
We have 350 tables up there, hunting, shooting, pretty much anything you're looking for with the shooting sports. It's a family event. You'll see a lot of people come, and they stay the whole day. The kids, mom, everybody comes. It's just a good time, Scott.
It is. I've been to these events before, and it's, you know, buy, sell, trade, kibitz, you know, browse, whatever, right? I mean, people are really just, like you say, just staying there a long time and having great conversations, collector to collector.
Right. Right, the collector or the people can bring in their guns. The dealers will tell them what they've got and tell them what it's worth. Maybe it's time to get rid of old Betsy and get a new gun for the upcoming year. It's a great organization. A little bit about the club. The Dakota Territory Gun Collectors is 50 years old with a primary mission to keep youth involved in shooting in North and South Dakota. And so it's a nonprofit organization. It's really a good time.
You don't keep the youth involved, then all of a sudden you wake up one day and don't have an industry left, right?
Exactly. If our youth loses interest, we've got nothing.
That's a good mission.
And we see too many things in this country going that way, where youth isn't involved and youth doesn't care, and it's just getting bad. So.
I know you've done these across the South Dakota, North Dakota, and they're very well attended. They're fun events. They're a destination event, so it's worth the drive up to Grand Forks. What kind of hours are you going to keep at the Alera Center this weekend?
Alera's 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday, Scott. And it'll be good. It'll be really good. It's been good the last 4 or 5 years. It's been excellent. We've had crowds of 3 to 4,000 people through there, and it's a great venue. It's a great place to be. It's a good time.
Sounds great. All right, folks, check it out. And again, that's the 7th and 8th Saturday and Sunday this weekend at the Alera Center, the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors. And their big gun show, which is a dandy. Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we let you go, Bill?
No, that'll be about it, Scott. It's worth coming to. It really is. It's worth spending the day. Plan on spending time and trading off maybe old Betsy and get a new gun, and it's just a lot of fun.
Sounds good. Old Betsy, you're giving me a good visual there of old Betsy. All right, Bill, good luck. Have a great show this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Richard is next on What's on Your Mind, and they tell me food is on your mind. How so, Richard?
Well, you know, I heard your comment there, and by the way, hello.
Hello.
I heard you comment on Putin there, that, you know, a lot of people might think he did it, and, you know, the whole thing is nothing happens in Russia that Putin doesn't have his hands on. And for him to turn around and sit there and deny time after time after time that he doesn't have troops in the Ukraine just shows you he doesn't care what people think, you know.
And we're not managing him very well, are we? You know, we're not managing the situation very well, the crisis very well, are we?
We're not managing it at all. We're not. We keep sending Kerry over there. And I'm sorry.
There's a mess.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and in my opinion, John Kerry should have been tried for treason in 1971.
Richard, hang on a sec here. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. One sec. Don't go way up against the hard break with the clock. More of What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built-in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, go ahead and crank those crickets up, Todd. We have about a 5-minute segment here that we can fill up with you telling us what's on your mind. And, you know, a couple of the issues we were going to talk about today have not made it out there yet, which is just fine. Just fine. We said we wanted to find out what's on your mind. And you're doing a fine job of it today on the program. So thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, Richard.
Yeah.
You go ahead and,
I guess that I guess that's about all I got to say about Putin, but I want to say something else here about your program. I've learned more about the state of North Dakota from you and Leon than I know about my own state. And I tell you what, I appreciate your program. You cover a lot of things. I know the names of politicians all over the state and some of the people. So keep up the good work. It's a pleasure listening to you guys. You cover some very good topics, and I like the way that you formatted your whole program.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate that. It's very nice of you. Call again. Call again sometime, okay?
I will. Couldn't believe
all right.
me.
And by the way,
have a great day.
You too. Richard called to talk about Putin, not food. I said he wanted to talk about food because that's what the I think it sounded like.
Yeah, I got all excited there for a second, but
okay. Let's talk about food. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Gets us all fired up. Anyway, appreciate the call, Richard. Thank you very much. Leon, he mentioned, is, of course, a voice you hear occasionally on What's on Your Mind. We put him on a panel every now and then, Leon Francis, but he also hosts another program on our Fargo Moorhead affiliate, AM 1100, The Flag. But appreciate the compliment nonetheless. We have an update for the caller that called earlier wanting Senator Heidi Heitkamp to go to the Benjamin Netanyahu address to the Congress. Listen in.
Ah.
They changed the place when I turn this on. Why would
war.
They?
Morning,
this is far short of
oh, goodness sakes, for crying out loud. We've got too many things going on here. I don't know what's going on. You hear some video or something from? Yeah. Anyway, without any further ado, I promise, I'm going to play it now. You ready? Here
ready.
Is the update on Senator Heitkamp's attendance at the Netanyahu address.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. Steve from Grafton. My wife and I just did our taxes last week, and if we would not have had insurance, our bill, they would have taken, it would have been for $1,500-some-odd, just about $1,600 out of our tax return if we didn't have insurance. Just thought I'd mention that. And, well, I paid more taxes this last year than I did the year before. It's really upsetting me. I'm real unhappy with the IRS and Obama at this time. Other than that, have a good day.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. That wasn't addressing the Senator Heitkamp situation. It was addressing a caller earlier that called about the penalties. Somebody's emailed us here. Mr. Happy, Roger, emails a note here. As usual, you people have a great deal of trouble getting the facts correct about the Affordable Care Act. Roger's a fan of the Affordable Care Act. He's the one in North Dakota. We found him. And so we actually, I wish I could meet him. I'd like to give him a plaque. So he's the one guy that likes the thing. Well, I guess two. Maybe Senator Heitkamp, and we have one male and one female.
You just opened the floodgates. Now we'll be up to at least six.
Yeah, exactly. That might be call us if you're a big fan of Obamacare. We'll give you a free airtime here today on the program. Anyway, he says that he found a website that says the penalty is $95 per adult, $47.50 per child, with a maximum health tax penalty of $285 per family, or 1% of family income, whichever is greater. So he's disputing the earlier article, which, by the way, comes from a Washington Times story that Rush was referring to on the amount of individuals that are ducking the Obamacare tax, thinking it's just $95 and no big deal, when actually it is a percentage of the family income. It's a question for Congressman Kramer in our talk radio town hall. What's in the law? We're going to find out. Okay. Now here is the other one regarding the Netanyahu thing that I promised I would play, and it's short. But someone has made that phone call or got a letter, I guess, from Senator Heitkamp. Tell us more.
Hi, this is Fred from Bismarck, and according to an email I got from Heidi's office, is that she was going to attend the meeting with Bibi Netanyahu. So to answer that question, thank you.
Bye. All right. So that's going to save some people some phone calls, because remember we had an earlier caller suggest that, some phone calls should ensue to Senator Heitkamp's office to encourage her to take that in. All right. There you go. And I have a little bit of homework from the calls as well. Top of my list is the call regarding the Keystone XL pipeline. And we're going to ask Ron Ness about that. By the way, if you have any questions for Ron Ness, keep them coming. Good stuff today telling us what's on your mind. But Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, will be here next. We're going to talk about what's happening at the legislative session, their crossover, the break period, and obviously some big news last week signed into law on the infrastructure funding, but certainly more to be done, so we'll ask about that. And get the latest on the impacts on the current oil price, on North Dakota development and rig counts and all that. So Ron Ness will be here momentarily, but your questions or comments are welcome, and we'll put you ahead of us. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. We'll continue. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal
gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's no-bit casserole unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.